So, you scream and holler, whatever you want to do, it's all right with us. We don't mind. It's fine. It's nothing new under the sun. The issue then becomes is how the human genome has a syndrome in the little man position. The little man position is that you're supposed to get kicked in the head. Nobody loves me. Everybody hates me. If they have worms, fried worms or otherwise, I must be forced to eat them because that is my parlayed lot in life. And we'd say, we have many worms for you. We will prepare the worms. We'll provide the worms. We'll bring the earth to spew the worms out of the ground for you if that's what you require. Or you can just go to Indonesia and they serve bugs for supper because that's all they have to eat. It's perfectly all right. It's not a problem. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. But that's not what you're asking. What's happening is that you have the opportunity now to come into a new place, a new position, to have a different perspective. Perspective is lateral. Perspective is lateral. Lateral, which means that it's lateral. It gets to be that way. In a lateral position, it is applied laterally, not even necessarily literally. So now you're in a new place because it's like, oh. Now here's another thing that is, and this is this thing of travail, which is not a necessarily a big deal. It's simple. It's just what you do with it or how you do with it.
Ian, you're talking about what happened here the last hour or so, right? You're addressing that?
No, it was that's a tiny small thing. That's a tiny little thing.
Right.
That
so
is
I,
a bigger
I want you
precursor,
to talk about
Japan a larger,
in general.
Big, well, this is just a tiny example of that. That's why people
right,
go out
right,
on the street and start
saying,
shooting people. Now, all of a sudden, they don't have a choice.
Yeah,
they don't have a chance. They don't have a prayer. So what they do...
Yeah, we got that. We know you've been pinned up. Here, you're saying the travail of the spirit, that phrase applies and answers my question about what's going on in humanity in general. That's what you're addressing.
Yeah.
We're in a travail of the spirit. That's what's happening to humanity.
That's right, and it's showing up, however minorly, in Dobbstown.
Yeah.
Right.
Because we aren't telling the whole wide world. We're trying to tell you all. And that's the difference.
Is there a luckiness if you find us? Are you blessed if you find us, even if you don't get anything out of it?
Yeah, there's all kinds of blessings. Sometimes you just get blessed out, Bob.
Yeah, blessed out, blissed out. I'm just wondering, people feel special.
So it's a positive mental
Please,
attitude that can
point.
Say that you're positive,
stay on
that
point.
You're
I fucked. I know you can't do it, but you try to stay on point. I know you're incapable of staying on point, but life's a pun for you.
Anything for Dobbstown. Anything for Dobbstown.
The Ionauts deluded when they say this is the greatest show, the greatest thing, blah, blah, blah. They love it. Are they deluded from your point of view?
No, but the feeling place is an emotion. If you hear what they're actually saying, they hate it. They love you and they hate you. And they love to hate you and they hate to love you. And you are it. You are nothing. And you are disdain. You are grit on the bottom of their feet. And they can't live one more minute without you. And that's how it kind of goes. It's not fun. You should be used to it by now, Bob.
Oh, I am. Very used
no,
to it.
No, it's great.
It
Bob.
Even,
Bob is paying for us. Bob is paying for us. To
What'd
talk
you say?
To
Bob is what?
You're financing this so we can talk to a large rather than a medium.
Right. Good. Praise Bob.
Praise Bob. So the world is going to go through a shock.
Your line is muted.
Back that
you
up.
You have these little powder puff bums with your little chamomile scented powder. You put your little ass up there and have somebody kiss your ass, toss that powder, and then powder it down. You come around here like you actually know something. Come here trying to tell Bob something. That's the funniest thing we ever heard, ever. Who the hell do you people think you are? This is the most hysterical thing ever. And it's kind and easy because in this world, maybe for the very first time, you get the opportunity, the commissionable position to engage your own power. And if you're able to do that, we don't care how you feel about it, you win. We don't care how you feel, you win. And so goes the lesson.
So what's the difference between feelings and emotions besides CBGBs? You got another answer on that point?
No, dollar bills and heebie-jeebies, that's all it is, Bob.
That's the difference. Okay.
Today.
Hey. Is it possible to engage my power without engaging an angel speak?
Yes, it is. It certainly is. But you'll want to. But see, you got to get rid of anger. If you have angry, you can't deal with it anyway. It won't bubble up. It'll come out, but it won't bubble up. It'll be a shuffle. It'll be a stretch. It'll be a press. You won't enjoy it. So you can just go easy with it and let it flow a little bit. We're not saying you have to. No, you do not have to. You do not have to. But it's easier to.
How do I deal with my angry?
Oh, look at it and giggle at it. Spend more time giggling at it than feeding it.
Okay. Thank you.
Because this is about, darn, is fear. Fear builds walls, never bridges. The only time you have any issue is when you're afraid, period. The only time to scream and holler and yell is when you're afraid. Then the enemy knows where you are. They got you.
Awesome.
You never worry about the phone calls when they call you up on the phone and says, I'm going to get you. You better look out. I'm going to do so and so. Don't worry about them. No, darling, the one you got to worry about is when you pick up the phone and they say, gotcha.
Well, that didn't make sense, but sure.
Well, that's that. Well, then ask more questions if it doesn't make sense. That's the fun. But then another way, the world's fucked up. You're in the world, so you're in a fucked up world. You'd rather not be in a fucked up world, and you want the best world that you can be, have, do, or is. Okay? And in that dynamic, you're trying to find a way to connect. A stranger on the bus trying to find your way back home. We're trying to help with that. We want to make it available. We want to shift it. We want to change it. We want to stir it up. We want to make it fun. We want to do something to get you to shake yourself and know that you are indeed the God that you're trying to be. Okay? Meanwhile, back at the ranch, you have little men issues, little men problems, and little things that you have to address. You have to take a bath sometimes so you smell nice and you feel better about yourself. But we're not going to tell you to bathe, but you will feel better if you take a nice bath. So your distance between you and you is what you're dealing with. And we're just saying, in now a world that's messed up. It's messed up right now. I mean, that a municipality would poison an entire town just to save 9 cents? How do you get there?
The way I was looking at that is because you told us that people are just looking for ways to check out. So I figured that, you know, a convenience.
Well, and they're doing it. But yes, it is convenient. But they still know in their nowhere that they want to be. They still want it. Just because they're not nutting, honey, doesn't mean they don't like fucking. They want to take the visceral part of life and have it all. They want to engage it. They want to stir it up. They want to win. They want to be appreciated. They want to love, and they want to be loved. They want to appreciate each other. They want to engage at every level. They'd like to use manners to be nice, but manners don't matter in nice. So manners become antimatter. And we say decorum is still the better part of valor. But that's not your question. Your question is, how do you survive to get yourself in the place where you ascend, to get you into your place of power?
Is.
And if you've got to stretch a little bit, okay, that's wonderful. But it can't be a feely thing, a feeling thing. That's what you're asking, is about the feeling. Can't be a feely thing because you won't last long enough. It'll overtake you. It'll overwhelm you. Instead of underwhelm you, it'll overwhelm you before you arrive.
The feeling will overwhelm me?
Yes, if you go by your feelings, you won't last long enough, you see. That's why when they do these big surgeries on you, they normally put your ass to sleep. And it's not because there's pain or problem with any of that. That's not that at all. It's that you can't take the senses, the sensation. When they give you the propofol to put you out, you know, to put you somewhere in a comatose state, that really doesn't put you out. You wake up, you still hurt. You just don't know you hurt. So anything that can convince you or trick you into thinking that you don't hurt when you really hurt, hell, that's the name of the game right there, big boy. That gets you all the way down through there.
Okay, that sounds like a contradiction of what you just said, because then you are going by your feelings. You're trying to not...
No. We're trying to say, acknowledge that thing and let it go past you. If you let it go past you, then it doesn't have to hurt you. That's the point. But it was smart for you to figure it out. That's why little nothing things, which we're not trying to placate anything. We're just saying little nothing things turn into these things, which is a no thing. So it's nothing. But it is something. No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Well, ask Bob. Hey, Bob, don't know. Bob can't tell. Well, ask Ian. Well, Ian won't care. It doesn't make any difference. And everything else a rabbit can do to a stump. Meanwhile, a sick and dying world is dying. A sick and dying world is dying. And those are going to come in their place of power. Come on down. Come on down. And everybody else, hang on. And so, to simply say it, we would like everybody to make it. And they can. They certainly can. There's no contest. In the race, there isn't a rush. Everybody's first.
Hey, Ian, give us a little inventory about what we don't realize. Tell us some of the things we don't realize what's going on. Tell us about some of that.
That there is a subculture within your countries, foreign and domestic, that will move heaven and earth to do anything to stop vast numbers of humans' movement, access to any movement at any level. And all they have to do is set that into a rule, lockdown Bob rule, modality, and so that no one can function. That's the goal. Because once you can't function, then they, the superfluous they, get to say.
So there's like fascist or communist or totalitarian subcultures waiting to...
Well, they're not waiting. They're working, fighting fire. They're not waiting. They're doing it. They're doing it. It's doing. It's being doed. Done.
You don't recommend people being afraid of that, do you?
No, we don't. We say absolutely not. But you asked us. We've never said it before. You asked us.
Yeah.
You said, tell us the inventory of what's fucked up. And we are telling you, buildings are going to fall. The world is going to blow. It's going to get fun. The caldera is going to implode. Just saying. We said it's not as plain as you can say it. It's going to blow. Now, that has nothing about a nefarious boogeyman coming to get you or doom you or do anything like that. It don't have anything to do with that. It's just, that's the process. It's now a process. It's begun. Happy days.
Was that the fear you're talking about, Bob?
Yeah, that's the meme, or that's the thing that people suspect is happening and are trying to figure out if they're going to get caught in the crossfire. And he's saying, yeah, you'll probably get caught in the crossfire.
So I am
ascend. That's how you cure it. You don't need no medicine. You don't need no medicine. Ascend. And it's good. Then it becomes an evening cocktail. When your RNA drops becomes an evening cocktail, you're good. And you
is this subculture?
Have money checks to get it.
Is the subculture, are they made up of gods?
Are they little men?
No, they're not. They're little men. Because if they were gods, see, they wouldn't care. They wouldn't matter. They wouldn't care. They'd be like Bob. They'd be so busy pleasing the light themselves, they didn't notice. If there was something going wrong in Bob's world, y'all better tell him because he didn't know. He has no clue. He asked us. Bob should know all. Bob's the know-all, end-all, be-all of everything that ever been from staying forward. Ain't nothing going on that Bob don't know. And he says, hey, Ion, will you tell us what's sort of going on? We don't really give a fucking clue what's going on. We don't even look at the Rob report. And then that damn Huffington double-a-dub doesn't even say nothing anymore. And she only tells us what we didn't know, and then we knew what we didn't know. We want to know what we did know. And if somebody could tell us what we do know, then we could figure out what we didn't know. But they can't even tell us that either. And then you get on there, and the next thing you know, you're going to have to trust President Trump to get you through this.
Ian, when you say human movement or stopping access of human movement, are you talking about across borders, like the borderline?
At every level. Like from your bedroom to the bathroom.
The chemical body can't move anymore. That's sickness. You talk
that's
about
what they're trying. Okay, that's that, and it's other things, too.
Like not being able to drive your car anywhere?
Oh, you're allowed cars? Oh, okay. Well, at least you got gas cheap enough. You're welcome. How'd y'all like that? That's quite a bit of a coup. to undo gas charges like that. It's pretty fun, eh?
Thank you for that, Aya. That's awesome.
You wait for that $17 barrel of oil. Won't nothing change till you have a $17 barrel of oil.
Hey, Eliza, what are you thanking Ion for?
For the gas that got cheaper.
Oh, is $17 will be cheap? See, Bob doesn't even know what's cheap.
Less than a year ago, it was $140 a barrel. And it's a little less than 30 now. It's going to 17. The entire world economy has stopped over it. And China's falling. America's the dragon's got to come up out of the east. The mountain's betting on America to win. Bob's trying to hold up the economy. Janet Yellen's working overtime. And Bob's busy settling cat fights on the goddamn payday.
Ion, the other day, it was so cool because gas over here in New York, it's usually like $2-something, let's say $2.50, $2.49.
It used like $5, and it got on down to $4, and then it got down to $3.50, and now it's less than $3. And Michigan is 47 cents, but then they all left Michigan. It's sort of like Puerto Rico. Oh, by the way, Bob, the paperwork is done. You can have Puerto Rico if you want it. All you got to do is pay off their debt, and you can have it.
Do you want Puerto Rico, Bob?
No, you can have it, Eliza. You got it.
Okay, there you go. Just saying.
The Puerto Ricans would wreck New York every June 8th or something.
No, there's no Puerto Ricans left. They all left. There's none left. They're all gone.
Oh,
there's nobody left. It's
good.
It's just empty. The San Sushi Hilton is the only thing left.
So, Ion, I was always wondering how it felt to get, I mean, this is just a little thing that I would think about. In the 60s and 50s, gas was so cheap, and it gets up really high sometimes here. So I was just driving by the gas station near my house, and I thought it would be so wonderful just to get gas at the price that they used to buy it in the 50s and 60s. So I was driving by the gas station, and I look at the prices, and they were all down to, like, crazy little, it was like $1.43, $1.23. I was like, wow. I stopped by, and I filled up my tank. So thank you for that.
Yes, indeed, and it's going to get lower yet.
So if everybody keeps taking the products and laughs at their stupid lives that they think they have big problems, then they'll make it through everything when everybody else doesn't.
That's correct. And then you'll live to complain about how wonderful the world that you're left in is. And then you'll create a new civilization that you create on your very own terms and your very own stead. You can make your own rules, and you can reign forever in your realm happily.
Oh, I like that. I like making my own rules.
We do that anyway.
Yeah, but sometimes people don't like it. So.
Oh, well, now we're negotiating, see? That's the conversation. Now we're negotiating. Now we're talking. So, it's, you know, that's the foreplay that gets you up to the coitus.
Ian, I wanted to ask you real quick. Last week during payday, during the late hours, I fell asleep and my phone was turned off and my laptop was turned off. And I don't know where exactly I went, but as I was sleeping, I wasn't really sleeping. Maybe I was, maybe I wasn't. I felt like I was in an in-between state. I felt this ball coming out of the back of my head, and it was like being squeezed out. It was the color of fluorescent, bluish lighting, I think.
Sounds like LSD to us. It sounds yummy. Yum.
And the ball had question marks in it, but as it was being squeezed out from the back of my head, I felt such excruciating pain with it. It was so weird. The pain was really bad. I remember moving my mouth saying, you know, stop, make the pain stop. But then the ball came out and had question marks on it. I don't know if that was like for concerns or worries or whatever. But, yeah, it just came out through the back of my head. And since that night, last weekend, I've just been having, like, pain when I lay down in the back of my head in that area where the ball came out.
Okay. And it's just that it's the aspiration. the essence of an, what you call an aspiration.
The essence of an aspiration.
Yep, to aspire.
That ball coming out, what did that consist of? What did that mean?
The bile, the yuckiness, the ickiness, the lessness, every issue and problem. It's the same reason Bob washes his hands so voraciously.
I felt kind of good that that ball was coming out. There were nothing but question marks in it.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
It felt so painful.
And see, that's the travail that you're going to feel. And then pain will make you do crazy stuff, too. Oh, by the way, pain will make you do crazy stuff, too. Oh, by the way, pain will make you do crazy stuff, too. So just know that. If you know that, sometimes you can deal with it. If you know you're going to the dentist and they're going to beat you up or something and it's going to hurt, you prepare for it and it's not so bad if you know that. But if somebody slaps the shit out of you and knocks a tooth out, it can hurt. But that's a different kind of a shock. It's shock value, shock therapy kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference, you see. So you gotta be careful and love it up just so it doesn't get you sideways.
Love it up.
Love it up, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
When you take the protein drink, is that going to help alleviate some parasites and get your system in better shape?
Yes, it will. And it's also going to have some secret stuff that we really can't talk to you about. Well, we can. We probably will. We'd rather sneak and tell Bob and let Bob taste it. It won't be our fault so that nobody yells at us. We don't like it when they yell at us, so we're going to make sure they don't yell at us, so we don't like that part. Do not yell at us, but we will make sure. So we'll tell Bob, and Bob will on accident let you know, and then you can know it all, too. And that'll be good. So then they won't be mad at us because we told stuff we weren't going to have. And it gets you just right. It's going to be great fun.
Oh, can't wait.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to the restructure because, I don't know, I don't think I'm eating as much meat as I would like to. I know I'm not getting enough of it in my diet. So once the restructure becomes available, that's something I can definitely
Yeah, it'll use. Help. It'll help. No, you won't use it. It uses you.
Let it use me. Okay. Yeah, it's a good idea. Protein. We need that protein.
Well, it's a new kind. It's new. You'll see in a moment.
Is it better than the protein that's available from the foods that we eat?
You don't get any protein in the food that you eat. That's sort of the point.
It's mostly chemicals.
Well, we don't care. We like chemicals. Y'all need some damn preservatives. These little ones run around here, you really need a lot of preservatives because, wow, it's zowie.
So it's better than anything that's available from the food that we have here?
Yes. Way better.
And it has RNA in it too? That's pretty cool. I mean, I heard it has RNA in it. That's correct, Aya?
That wasn't a question, so we already said we're going to let Bob sneak it out.
We already have it. Carolyn mentioned it.
Okay, then you got it from the horse's mouth.
The protein drink will help really flush out the parasites and calm down your candida so you can eat everything without reaction.
No, that's more the yeast treatment you're talking about. But, yeah, if Ion is saying the protein powder does it, then you have to do.
No, we aren't. No, we said ooh. We said ooh. If you got that going, ooh, that's terrible. We're sorry if you have that. Dr. Jean, get those things out of her. That's terrible. Don't we have those parasites? Wait, microcytes, nanobites, citrocytes. Oh, my gosh, lytocytes, cytolites, it's Snyder Somerset. Oh, no, wait, this is not good. So, yeah, deparasite yourself. But, yeah, the protein doesn't have anything to do with parasitical values.
It'll just help build you up while you're cleansing the other things out.
Okay.
Carolyn, you said that
you
don't need cleansing.
Right. We'd say if it gets the ungodliness out of you, then it's good. If it gets the ungodliness out of you, then it's good. Yes. Yes. Get the non-godly parts out, and you won't have to worry about all that other stuff.
Oh, good.
And it really is. It really is. It's delicious.
Would you recommend the RNA and the protein powder in addition to the drops? That we would continue to take the drops if we choose to use the powder?
Yeah.
Take it all.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
So, but the point of take it all is once you get to a certain level and a point when you get the bread of life and the living water, you'll still engage it. But it'll change. Your palate will change. Your taste will change. And it will progress. It will become. And then once you do that, then you can prefer one or another. Some people may have a preference that they like it this way or that way. It'll still be available.
But it sounds like it's going to be a preference over any other food.
Oh, yeah. You'll just desire it. That's why Bob gets off on it. He trips on it. It's way fun. He didn't even know it. It's great fun for him.
I actually loved what Ion told me to just giggle at my anger.
I love that, too. I also loved how he said to start living, to, you know, engaging a godly position that is, in your world, achievable.
Well, it sure beats the hell out of crying, doesn't it?
It sure does.
So, Ion, do you have any more words about what the travail is? Or is it sort of different for everyone?
No, simple. Travail, like in childbirth. Travail. You're bringing forth something that's not normal. It's not new. It's a prolapse, a spiritual prolapse.
Oh, my gosh.
Inside out. Yes, like that.
We're bringing forth something that's not new. Is that what you said?
It is new. Bringing something forth that is new.
That is new. Yeah, and in order to do that, we've got to shed a bunch of stuff. But to shed it, we've got to see it. Does that make sense?
So, rub-a-dub-dub, men in a tub.
That's the painful part.
What was the last question? I didn't hear it.
I just asked if that was the painful part of the travail.
Well, it can be painful. Travail is just the settling of it. It's the settling of it. So it's just you're changing. You're coming back to God. It hurt when you fell, too. It's where you came to know what pain was.
Ion, this subculture that wants little stop at nothing to stop humans from doing anything, why do they want to do that? What benefit do they get from us not functioning?
Because your fallen angel is unemployed if you put him out of his throne.
Like Lucifer, are you referring to?
Well, he is an archangel, yes.
Okay, so he'll be out of business if we come to our throne.
Yeah, because if you're God, then you tell him what to do. If you tell him what to do, he's not doing what he wants to do. And if he's not doing what he wants to do, he's busy doing what you tell him to do. And that's different than him doing what he wants to you. Called sedition.
And so the people of this subculture, are they working with the fallen angel then, Lucifer? Try to stop people from knowing who they are or ascending?
Well, Ion, I think you've said that the archangels, they look for the dark souls, and if you're not a dark soul...
Bob is the dark soul. He's the only dark soul. Just Bob.
Did they find him yet?
They're looking for him.
What would they do if they found him?
They'd be back where they were, lost.
Do the angels do things on their own without us telling them?
Yes, they absolutely do. That's why they're trying to keep you less than. Because if you become more, then they don't tell you no more, and that's troublesome.
All right, so if we're in our position now where we're ascending, they no longer have that over us.
Dominion over you. Correct.
Right. They may have it over little men, but not over us.
Right. That's been the blurb since itch. That's a little bit before scratch.
Yeah, and Ion, every time I've noticed that I've moved past that travail, that pain, it's opened me up to a whole bunch more. Much more than a new perspective. Like, it's like it's expanded my senses or something.
Well, you have a larger capacity, a larger capacity.
My sphere of influence is expanding. Now, is that practice for future now possibilities for, you know, what we might perceive as greater travail?
No. No, because see, once you drop the baby, you forget about all the pain part. The pain part goes away. You forget that instantly. It's gone. It's over.
You just move.
Meal is terminated.
Yeah, you don't succumb. You don't succumb to the fear or the emotion of the moment. Then you just move. Then you just do.
Yes. Hey.
I asked you some time ago about the construction around the Capitol building, and you mentioned that it is an antenna. And I was curious, is that a receiving or a transmitting, or both?
Both.
I heard you put that together with the Loire Valley last evening. Did I hear that correctly? And if so, what's the correlation?
The triangulation.
Can you elaborate?
Well, just that.
Okay.
So what
hey, you guys. Bob's no longer here, sleeping, and I think I'm going to have to cut this off because none of it's being taped. You're asking very good questions, but you know we were always told never to allow Ion to go on unless we were.
That's right. That's right. And they may have a backup nebulous thing, but it's almost the time. It's the time. It's the time. So therefore, we'll bid you all wonderfully adieu.
Thank you, Ion.
Thank you, Ion. Yeah, very well.
Thanks, Ion.
Much appreciated.
Thank you, Carolyn. Bye, Carolyn.
Bye, Carolyn.
Bye, Carolyn.